The Gospels According to Love audio, Mark chapter 15, Jesus crucified, April 14th, 2005. Straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders, the scribes, and the whole council. They bound Jesus and carried him away. They delivered him to Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You say it." The chief priests accused Jesus of many things, but he answered nothing. Pilate questioned Jesus again, "Answer you nothing. Behold you, how many things they witness against you." Jesus still answered nothing. So Pilate marveled. Now, as was custom during the feast, Pilate released to the Jews one prisoner, whomever they desired. There was one named Barabbas that lay bound with insurrectionists who had committed murder with them in the rebellion. The multitude began crying aloud, desiring Pilate to do as was custom. Pilate answered them, saying, "Will you that I release to you the King of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered Jesus out of envy. The chief priests rallied the people that Pilate should release Barabbas to them instead. Pilate answered and said again to them, "What will you then that I should do to Jesus, who you call the King of the Jews?" They cried out, "Crucify Jesus." Then Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has Jesus done?" They cried out more exceedingly, "Crucify Jesus." So Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged him, he delivered Jesus to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the hall, called the praetorium, where they called together the whole band. They clothed Jesus in purple, plaited a crown of thorns, and put it on his head. Then they began to salute Jesus, saying, "Hail the King of the Jews." They hit Jesus on the head with the reed, and they did spit on him, bowing their knees, worshiping him. After they had mocked Jesus, they took off him the purple robe, and then they led him out to be crucified. Simon a Syrian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was commanded by the soldiers to bear Jesus' cross. Jesus was brought to a place called Golgotha, that being translated the place of the skull. They gave Jesus to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. When they had crucified Jesus, they parted his garments, casting lots for them, what every man should take. It was in the third hour when they crucified Jesus. The superscriptions of his accusation written over his head said, "The King of the Jews." With Jesus they crucified two thieves, the one on the right and the other on his left. Now the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "Christ numbered with the transgressors." Those passing by railed on Jesus, wagging their heads and saying, "Hey, you that destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests, along with the scribes, mocking among themselves, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross that we may see and believe. The ones crucified with Jesus reviled him. When the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, being interpreted, my love, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, Jesus calls Elias. One ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, then put it on a reed and gave it to Jesus to drink, saying, Let him alone now. Let us see whether Elias will come to take Jesus down. Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. The veil of the temple ripped in two from top to the bottom, and when the centurion that stood over against Jesus saw how Jesus cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of Love. There were also women looking afar off, among who was Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph Salome. When Jesus had been in Galilee, these women ministered to him. Many other women that came up with Jesus to Jerusalem were there. When the evening had come, being the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea came. He was an honorable counselor, whom also waited for the kingdom of love. He went boldly to Pilate and pleaded for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and calling him to him the centurion, he asked him whether Jesus had been dead long, and we confirmed it with this centurion. He gave the body to Joseph. Joseph brought fine linen. As he took Jesus down, he wrapped him in the linen. When he laid him in the sepulcher, hewn out of a rock, he rolled a stone to the door of the sepulcher. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where Jesus lay.